It's 8:13 now. Good morning. I'm Leslie Thatcher with the Kimball Arts Center hosting a special noon Year's Eve celebration. In the studio with details, I have Education Director Heather Semenoff. Good morning.
Hi.
So tell us what's happening. This is going to be on Monday at noon, December 31st.
Well, actually, it starts at 11. So at 11, we get together and we start making instruments and hats and things to wear to celebrate. And then at noon, we have a balloon drop in our gallery. And then we kind of finish off with some firework paintings and other crafts.
Okay. So this is for kids ages what?
Well, we're looking at, you know, anyone who's, you know, too young to stay up till midnight. So really anywhere from 3 to 10.
Okay. And there's a cost to it?
$20.
All right. Need to pre-register?
We'd prefer. Actually, it's filling up fast. So the sooner the better.
Okay. Let's see. The next month, you've got an open studio event happening January 10th. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so we've done these before. It's actually the fourth one, I think, now. It's a really great format, almost like speed dating for an art class. So you get to try out a new media, kind of find what you like in a really short amount of time. So it's 2 40-minute sessions. There's also a cash bar, and so you can bring your friends and just have a really great evening of art making, a new experience. And go home with an awesome piece of art that you made.
Okay, well, tell us about some of the
activities.
That you're gonna be, yeah.
So this time, well, as per usual, we have printmaking, which is really great. We've got two etching presses at the Kimball that we like to show people how to use. So you'll be able to make one-of-a-kind monotypes. So that means kind of working on a plexiglass plate, making a drawing, and then running it through the press. It's really expressive. Unexpected things happen, so it might be great. It might be, you know, something you take as a reference for later. We'll also have some book binding, so that's really fun too. You'll get to make a little sketchbook of your own to take home and fill in with either sketches or notes or whatever you want to use it for. That's going to be taught by Shasta, our clay studio manager. We're really excited about that. I will be teaching watercolor. We love watercolor at the Kimball. I love teaching it. We're going to focus on, you know, the beautiful landscapes of Park City. Snow, I'm going to be showing some techniques called resist techniques, where you can block out areas that are white, like the snow that we have here in Park City right now, and then also some salt techniques. And then lastly, we'll have actually a local artist. We're not sure who yet, but we're really excited. Showing us some small metals, so jewelry projects. We've got a couple jewelers who have work in our gift shop right now, and so we're reaching out to them to see if they'll come and show some techniques, so to kind of build some appreciation around what it takes to make jewelry.
Okay. Again, this is $40 per person, and you do you need to choose which activities you're going to do prior to?
No. That's part of the excitement, actually. So you arrive and you register for your first class. So it's first come, first serve. Doors open at 6, and then classes start at 6:30. And then after that first class, you get to kind of chat with everybody and sign up for your second class.
Okay. Let's see. $40 per person. Again, you're looking for pre-registration?
We are, yeah. And that includes so all the teaching. We'll have appetizers, and then there's a cash bar.
Great. Okay, let's see. You also tell us a little bit about your ongoing exhibit.
Right. Actually, during the open studio event, we're hoping to engage the gallery because the show will be done by then. So January 6th is the closing of two of our shows, Park City Collects and Dreamscapes. So Park City Collects is in our main gallery. It's actually Park City Collects 3 because this is the third time we've done a show with this premise. It's really exciting because you get to see work that actually belongs or lives in homes around Park City. So it's not usually out for the public to see. We've reached out to 7 collectors around town to share their work with the public. So the show itself lets you see these pieces, but also kind of lets you see the story of how those pieces were collected, the relationships in between the collectors and those pieces, why they have those in their home, what kinds of things they're looking for in art, what their tastes are, what they value. So all those stories are on the wall alongside the pieces. There's some really great pieces in the show. There's a Maynard Dixon. There's also 3 Takashi Murakami pieces. He's a really exciting artist right now. Really popular. So it's a diverse range of work. Takashi is very modern, obviously. Maynard Dixon is a little older, so quite a range. Mostly 2D work in that show. So everything's hanging on the wall.
Okay. Now, do you guys participate in that last gallery stroll, last Friday gallery stroll? Are you open?
We're not going to be open this Friday because we have so many events going on, but come see it. Yeah, we're open this weekend, noon to 5 on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, and again, the exhibit's up through the 6th?
Through the 6th,
all right. And then what, you kind of start to clear out for Sundance?
Yes, we do, yeah. We give up our space January 14th.
Okay, and then close through Sundance, so early February.
February 8th.
Okay. February 8th, okay.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit, you've got the Kimball trying to raise some money here, and you've got an opportunity for somebody to purchase a trip to Antarctica?
An expedition. Oh, wow. This is exciting. So this is what I know about it. Quark Expedition has donated a trip to us so that we can sell it. The value is $9,995. The trip itself is from November 5th to November 15th, 2019. It's on a boat in Antarctica. So that's really exciting. They give a discounted rate if you'd like to bring a guest. And if you want more information about it, Amy Roberts is the person to contact at the Kimball Arts Center. It sounds really exciting. Lots of penguins, whales, and all sorts of things.
So basically, it's just best offer. We'll take it.
Best offer, yeah.
And people have till when to?
January 4th.
Okay. All right. Anything else you wanted to mention, Heather?
No, we're excited. Come see us.
Okay. Heather Stemenoff is the Education Director at the Kimball Arts Center. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Local News Hour here on KPCW. It's 8:20.